The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics. The Week with the Humane Society of Huron Valley on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider, Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county, joining us as she does every single week, representing the Humane Society of Huron Valley, such a vital and essential piece of this community when it comes to caring for, advocating for the animals that are in need in this community and connecting them with homes. I mean, at such an impressive rate, so impressive, as a matter of fact, that other shelters look to the Humane Society of Huron Valley as a model, as a security blanket. And when they can't place their animals, they send them here. That's how great a job the Humane Society of Huron Valley does. No doubt our next guest has a lot to do with that, talking about Wendy Welch from the Humane Society of Huron Valley. Wendy, my dear, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm great, Sam. Thank you so much. You know, it's occurred to me, yes, you know, we strive to be like the U of M of shelters, really, is what we are.
Yeah, that's a great one. Right? That's a great way to put it. You're exactly. That is a perfect analogy because it is indeed a model that others aspire to. And we are thankful. We are so thankful, which is one of the reasons why we continue to try to provide a platform so people know that if they have animals in need, the Humane Society of Huron Valley is a resource. And if you're searching for an animal, for a new member of your family, make adoption your first option and go to HSHV. Speaking of which, Wendy, we had a little bit of a change last week when it came to the Love Train. As the Love Train came to town and people were able to get in that week. There was no longer the kind of week delay. And so how did that go? Did all the puppies get adopted, and when will the next Love Train be in town?
They did. They all got adopted. And you know, Sam, because next week is Thanksgiving, we actually doubled up the Love Train. So this week is yet another Love Train week. So we've got a bunch of puppies. Yeah. Thanks, Ira. Yes, indeed. There are Labrador Retriever mixes and Terrier mixes and Hound mixes galore at the shelter right now. So all these little bitty tail waggers, they're adorable. It's ridiculous.
That is awesome. And so if someone listening wants to adopt one of those puppies, what's the process? What do they need to do?
Yes. So our adoption event is tomorrow. We will be putting a QR code on our front doors tomorrow, beginning at 7 a.m. And so you can come by our shelter anytime between 7 a.m. and 11 a.m. and get in the virtual queue, basically, by coming by our shelter, scanning that QR code, and then entering in your phone number, and then we will message you when it's your time to visit the puppies. And all adoptions are same day, so, yeah, you gotta be ready to adopt tomorrow. If you're not ready to adopt tomorrow, and you're just kind of thinking about it, definitely sign up for our emails. You'll get cute pictures of puppies in your inbox, and you can think about it a little further. To do that, you just go to hshv.org/lovetrainemail.
Outstanding. That's a great idea. I mean, you guys are always on top of it. HSHV is in victor.org. HSHV is in victor.org. If like Wendy said, you are not quite ready to adopt, but you want to be alerted to whenever they have puppies that come to the shelter as part of the Love Train, get on the email list. For anyone that wants to come out and get in the queue, like you said, Wendy, that's 7 o'clock, but if they also want to come to the shelter to just visit animals, your hours of operation and location.
Yeah, the Humane Society of Huron Valley is located at 3100 Cherry Hill Road in Ann Arbor, which is right next to this adorable little town of Dixboro. If you haven't been out here, I really encourage you to come out. And we're open for adoption 7 days a week. So we are open. Our late nights are Thursdays and Fridays when we're open 11 to 7. Saturdays and Sundays, we're open for adoptions 11 to 5. And then Monday through Wednesday, we're open 11 to 6. And, of course, you can see all this information on our website at hshv.org.
Great, 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 Wendy. All right, so you come on every week to talk about the top dog of the week. So let's talk about this week's top dog. Who do we have?
Oh, her name is Dreamy, Sam. And Dreamy is about 2 years young. She's about 70 pounds. She is black and white. She has these adorable floppy ears, white tips on her paws, a cute little white spot on her nose. She's just beautiful. She is an adorable dog. She would like to be your only dog. She is 2 years young, like I said, and she is interested in everything and everyone. And dogs are a little... She's met some other dogs, and she's a little much for them at this point. So we would like her to go to a home where she's your only dog and can be your only attention. But she is Dreamy. Like, her name is really, she's well named. Take a look at her on our website, hshv.org. Look for Dreamy. You're gonna love her.
Gotcha. Dreamy, HSHV as in Victor.org. HSHV as in Victor.org to see Dreamy and all of the other animals that are up for adoption. Great resource there. The website, same thing comes to the website, or same thing with the website when it comes to events. The events calendar over at hshv.org can let you know all the things that are going on with the Humane Society of Huron Valley. So what's on the horizon for you guys now, Wendy?
Yeah, I'd love to point out, so next Friday is Black Friday, right? Right after Thanksgiving. And if there are any parents out there who need to get some shopping done, please consider Pets in Pajamas Movie Night. We have retooled it and made it, COVID appropriate. We have a huge room for the kids to social distance in, and we will be showing a movie. And, of course, they can interact with the animals. We will be showing them at the after-hours time at the shelter, and it's just for them. So next Friday is Pets in Pajamas Movie Night. And you can sign up at hshv.org. It's a drop-off event. So parents, you drop off your kids at 5:30, pick them up at 9:30, and then in between we're going to be doing a whole bunch of events specifically with your kids. So check that out. Again, hshv.org/events.
Right. And I know that, it seems like every time we talk about the low-cost vaccine clinics, because they are so popular, people are always asking when is the next one. So as far as December is concerned, Wendy, are the dates that you guys are offering those, are they full or can people still get signed up?
Yeah, so we take December and January off because, as you know, Sam, we have no idea what the weather is going to be like. So we take those days off, and then we come back in February. And you can see those, actually. I've put them on our calendar. So you can see February, March, April, you can sign up for those now. We have expanded it so that we have more dates so that we can accommodate more people in this new system that we have appointments for. So, yeah, definitely check that out, hshv.org/vaccine clinic, and you can see all the dates and sign up there.
Yeah, very, very affordable care for your animals, and you're supporting the Humane Society of Huron Valley at the same time. And that's whether you use the vaccine clinic or you use the veterinary clinic at HSHV just in general. That's another way if you aren't able to adopt or you aren't in position to foster or do any of the other supportive services to aid the Humane Society of Huron Valley, you can use the vaccine clinic or use the veterinary clinic. And that's another way to show your financial support. All right. So, Wendy, with that, let's come back around and talk one more time about this week's top dog of the week.
Yes, it's Dreamy. Dreamy is, we think she's a pitty terrier. She's about 70 pounds, about 2 years young. She's black and white, has these adorable little floppy ears, a wiggly butt, a kissy face. She loves to snuggle with you. She loves squeaky toys and soft toys. She's a wonderful dog. I will mention, too, that she is part of our pajama party program. So if you out there are sitting on the fence with a dog, not quite sure. We have dogs that are part of the Pajama Party program where you can take them home for a couple nights for free. Try them out. See if this animal works for you in your home. See if Dreamy is what your dreams are made of. And then you can bring her back if she doesn't work, or of course you could adopt her if she does. So we love that. Thank you so much, Sam. We really appreciate you and Ira and all your listeners. We could not do what we do with the Humane Society of Huron Valley without you guys. Literally, we could not do it without you. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much, Wendy. And can you lay out for the people one more time what the, you know, what the Love Train process is for those who are looking to adopt puppies tomorrow?
Oh, you bet. So if you're interested in adopting a puppy off the Love Train tomorrow, come on to our shelter, which is located at 3100 Cherry Hill Road in Ann Arbor. We will have a QR code posted on the front door beginning at 7 a.m. So anytime between 7 a.m. and 11 a.m., you can come on by, scan that QR code, and get in the virtual line, get in the virtual queue, and then we will text you when you can come see the puppies that day, so when you can come see them tomorrow on Friday. And you'll be able to visit them, select one, and then adopt in the same day. So, yeah, it all happens in a whirlwind. So if you're interested, come on by our shelter between 7 and 11, scan that QR code, and get into the queue. If you're not interested in adopting tomorrow, if that's too soon for you, sign up for the email, and you'll find out more information, hshuv.org/lovetrainemail.
All right, Wendy, my dear, thank you so much for your time and all that you do. We'll obviously be off next week for Thanksgiving, so you have a happy and safe holiday, and we will talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you so much, Sam. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too.
All right, thanks a lot. Wendy Welch from the Humane Society of Huron Valley. You can always keep up with what's going on with the Humane Society of Huron Valley by going to hshv.org. We got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.